Hare Krishna. This morning I just want to say a few words about offering of respects, offering pranam, bowing down when entering the temple room, showing respect to Srila Prabhupada, deities, one's own spiritual master, and Vaishnavas. Time is passing by, and with time the challenge of actually maintaining tradition rather than changing it. And my observation is that there are certain changes in the air, and devotees are not only becoming used to, but are being trained in a different way of offering respect. And yet, the process of offering respect, bowing down, Srila Prabhupada had mentioned to be a major factor in Vaishnava's advancement in spiritual life and Krishna consciousness, showing respect, and therefore also imbibing that respect. For children, Srila Prabhupada said that young children, they make 75% of their advancement by learning how to show respect to sadhus. So how is it that we were taught in Srila Prabhupada's time, and what does Shastra say about showing or offering of respect? Well, Prabhupada also writes and then abundantly speaks about how devotees enter the temple room, they ring a bell to make their presence known, they even call out the name of the deity, and then, for instance, at our present time, we go to the deity of Srila Prabhupada or his Vyasasan, and we say Srila Prabhupada's pranams, offering dandavats. Men offer dandavats, ladies bow down to their knees, and panchanga, five limbs for men, it's ashtanga, it's eight limbs touching the ground. And then we go to the other side of the temple, or where the deities are situated, and we offer our respectful obeisances to the deities, either, again, speaking Srila Prabhupada's pranams, the pranams to our spiritual master, and or our pranams to our spiritual master, and any other personal prayers that devotees may have taken a vow to offer, Namo Mahavadanyaya to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu to Lord Krishna. And in this way, we make our presence known. We offer respect at the suitable time. And this then becomes the beginning of whatever is going on, whether it's the beginning of Mangal Arti, whether it's attendance at a class, whether we've just come into the temple room to chant the Gayatri Mantra. But whatever the situation, it has been inaugurated properly, because without initiating something properly, without inaugurating something properly, then it's questionable whether the rest of the procedure will actually bear the proper fruit, what to speak of whether the offering of pranam, whether the offering of namaskar, the offering of respect is actually respectful enough, and therefore whether it pleases the person or persons to whom it's offered. Srila Prabhupada had many times said that when offering such respect, especially when one offering one's obeisances to a spiritual master or to deities, it should be spoken loudly. It should be spoken aloud, loud enough so that the person to whom you're offering it can hear. which is common sense, because what you're doing is you're speaking words of glorification, and you're also making a greeting, you're offering respect. It's like if you meet some gentleman on the street and they say good morning, and all you do is mouth something in return that they can't hear, more or less you just ignored them or neglected them. And that's not what we're trying to do. So our obeisances, our mantras, should be discernible to the person to whom we're offering it, and therefore they're meant to be spoken loudly. They're meant to be spoken aloud. They're not meant to be spoken quietly. There may be exceptional circumstances for anything that we do. But right now, let's concentrate on what the general principle is. And so devotees loudly offer their obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, to the deities, to the spiritual masters, and to each other. This offering of respects amongst Vaishnavas to each other. And anyway, I'll talk about how at least the changes that I've perceived has sort of taken place. I remember as a young devotee, when we used to get up in the morning, obviously the first things that we saw were devotees, Vaishnavas. We would immediately offer our obeisances, Vanchakalpa Gurubhyascha, and we would offer them loud to each other and to as many devotees as there were to offer them. Or, of course, later on, that was changed so that when devotees come into the temple room, then we formally offer respects to everyone. But generally, it's not good to neglect Vaishnavas, especially senior Vaishnavas, whoever they may be, when one first sees them. And Srila Prabhupada had, and of course, Srila Prabhupada had emphasized that as many times as you go in the presence of a respectful personality, worship of a personality, that many times you offer pranams. So when you go into the temple room, it's not enough that just in the morning we went in, and then after that we offered our obeisances then, and after that it's not necessary. No, regularly, as many times as one goes into the temple room, that many times one fully offers the same level of respect to the Lord. Same thing with spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada makes that point, and he made the point to his followers that every time they came in Srila Prabhupada's presence, they were meant to bow down and offer the respectful obeisances before carrying on with whatever business they were there to fulfill. What has time changed? One thing which seems to be very common is when devotees come into the temple room and they just bow down. They kneel down, touch their heads to the ground, and get up. What they're saying or what they're thinking, that I don't know. I'm not a mystic. I can't say. But definitely, they're not men are not doing dandavat. And definitely, they don't seem to be spending enough time to be saying any particular mantra. And if they're saying it, they're not saying it aloud. I'm not saying that this is what happens with everyone, but it's certainly becoming a trend. And that in offering respects to Srila Prabhupada and then the deities, generally what's seen is that one obeisance is meant to cover everything. But of course it's not. Similarly, in devotees' dealings, it's rare that I see that devotees fully greet each other by offering full obeisances and at least being on their knees and offering Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha prayer. In fact, just recently, when we had our festival at the farm, and one older devotee who'd been sort of out of touch for a while was there talking to me. And as devotees were coming and going, and some stopping to say hello to her, she, even in my presence, she would immediately offer obeisances, please, humble obeisances, and get down. And devotees were a little startled. They didn't know how to immediately react. But she was doing the right thing. Because better always to be on the safe side when it comes to offering respect, and especially if something is really the foundation of our Krishna consciousness, better do it more than less. One usually doesn't get punished for offering too much devotion. It's better than that than doing less. And then when there are exceptional circumstances, maybe you're showing 25 guests around in the temple and you bring them in the temple room. And when you bring them in the temple room, then obviously you don't do full dandavats and offer prayers, your own personal prayers for 10 minutes while people stand around wondering what's going on. So then you do it in a nice expedient way that also communicates to them, and then go on with preaching. Why? Because preaching is the most important thing, that we're able to give Krishna consciousness to others. But they should see that part of giving Krishna consciousness is the showing of respect, that yes, we do bow down before the deities. We're not ashamed to bow down before the deities, and that we're not trying to paint another picture to them than one that we actually practice. So that's one particular exception, and certainly there may be others, but sticking to the principle, that's something to be considered. So since the expression of respect is given so much importance, because why? If you practice doing something, then ultimately you will imbibe it. So if we show respect, ultimately respect will be our nature. That will be how we are inside, our internal meditation towards Guru, Vaishnavas, Krishna will be very respectful. And that becomes then the real groundwork, foundation of our advancement in spiritual life. And if we don't show enough respect, then we risk so many things. If we're not sufficiently respectful, then the chances are that we won't be so much inclined to hear others properly. If we don't hear properly, then we won't be chanting properly. The risk will be to take Vaishnavas, spiritual master, and Krishna for granted, think that they're ordinary things or deities are marvel, and of course in that way one spiritual life implodes. So something to think about, something to consider, something that I've been observing for some time, and be very careful to maintain the original Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada gave us, and not marginalize things. Today it's just bowing your head down. The next year later or a generation later, it's just, yes, we come in and we fold our hands, pranam. And then after that, we come in and we just say, howdy, how you doing? And that's all. So, no, our religion is one where we explicitly and very visually show respect to all living entities, and we see that in the modern world, respect for other living entities is something that's very, very much lacking, and therefore part of our preaching is to reestablish that. Hare Krishna.